Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Last week, Oscar-winning filmmaker and Milwaukee native John Ridley formally unveiled plans to bankroll a new for-profit creative hub in an old Pabst Brewery building on West McKinley Avenue.
It's a part of downtown that is seeing growth and redevelopment already, with new condos and other multi-use spaces going up. Ridley's space, which is called No Studios, is a business venture with Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley. The three-story, 40,000-square-foot facility will feature a 50-seat screening room, food and beverage services, galleries, and a rooftop event space.
The idea is to give artists of all sorts the chance to showcase their talents, no matter what that art background might be. Clients can sign long or short-term leases, and Milwaukee Film, 371 Productions, and the UWM School of Film are among those already on board.
I caught up with Ridley after the press conference to learn more. John Ridley, thank you so much for talking with me today.
My pleasure.
This is such an interesting project. What is it that made you say, I want to reinvest in Milwaukee?
I love Milwaukee. It's my birth city. It's where I'm from. It's one of those interesting, eclectic places. You know, you say Milwaukee to people and they go, I've never been to Milwaukee. I'm like, how have you even never been to Milwaukee? It's one of those places that I don't know, and I can only speak because this is the only birthplace I know. It just never really leaves you. And what it was about and the experiences I had here, wanting to make sure that every individual from Milwaukee who might dream about being a storyteller, an artist, or a filmmaker doesn't just have to dream about it and figure out what is that roadmap from here to there. That, to me, it became sort of a driver. I think the more I went out in the world and fewer people knew about Milwaukee, knew about the city, knew about the kinds of folks that were here. The only thing they really were aware of were Laverne and Shirley. It was like, you know, I want people to understand the values, the fact that just Wisconsin in general has always been a very progressive place. You know, there is a city, there are always problems and challenges, but this is a very progressive city. It's a very progressive state. And if I had the opportunity, you know, look, I've lived in New York and Los Angeles and London. I can't really make a huge difference in those places. I can be a good citizen and try to be a responsible person. I think that's very important for all of us to do. But to come back to Milwaukee and know that you can really make a difference here and you can partner with individuals who see the value in what you're trying to do, that was very important to me as well.
What is it about growing up here, do you think, that has informed your own art? Because you're both a writer and a filmmaker.
I am a writer first, and I think I've tripped into being a filmmaker and wanting to tell stories. I think it was being in a space where it was very open-minded, but at the same time, I did not have the opportunity to cross-pollinate with a lot of different demographics. I think I was always encouraged to have a worldview, but didn't always have to have that worldview tested. And I think that's one of the interesting things, is to be in a place where you're encouraged to think and you're encouraged to experience. And it is a city of festivals, but it is still a very tight demographic. And then to go out in the world and say there were a lot of really terrific values that were instilled in me that came from a lot of different places, but having those values instilled and having those values tested is a whole other thing. So to come back and try to encourage people and say, hey, the values that you're getting here are really terrific values, but are we putting them to work here in Milwaukee? Are we putting them into effect here? You know, there are a lot of things about Milwaukee that I wasn't aware of in terms of the city being segregated in many ways, having real socioeconomic divides. You know, my experience is not everyone's experience. And saying, hey, if I can make it, that's really a terrific thing, but am I doing everything to ensure that the things that I think that are wonderful about Milwaukee, they're not just my experience, they're experiences that can be shared by anyone and should be shared by everyone who wants to be a participant in their own better lives.
How do you see this space, once it opens, the No Studios, how do you see that space helping to do that? Are you reaching out to individuals? Are you looking at people who have already got small production companies? Who are you aiming this toward?
All of that. We are certainly, for our long-term tenants, we're aiming at individuals who have production companies, who are up and running, who want a space that is more dedicated to their profession and understands their needs and their desires. We are certainly moving towards the educational spaces. We're partnering with the local universities, and education really is a very important component, because it's one thing certainly to get that classroom education, very important to have those fundamentals, but are those students exposed to real-world education and individuals who are working outside of the Milwaukee area and can hopefully talk to them about what their expectations could be or should be as they move out into the larger entertainment or creative spaces. We certainly want to direct it towards individuals who've been traditionally disenfranchised and may think that the arts isn't something for them or something that they could obtain, to know that whether it's talkbacks or screenings or exhibitions or what have you, if you just have a general interest, you're invited. You may not know what you want to do yet in the arts, but you have an affinity towards it. Or as I said in the presentation, if you're a scenic designer, if you like working with costumes or wardrobe or what have you, those are all parts of the artistic endeavor as well. It's not just the writers, it's not just the actors or the directors. Almost any job that's out there can be applied in some way to the artistic and creative spaces. And then, most importantly, the patrons. We want to make sure that people who patronize, if they want to be involved in some way, if they have an interest, if we have special screenings, if we have special events, throughout the history of arts, it's been those who have supporting those who want to achieve and want to express and need that support.
Oh, I think audience is that other piece that so often gets forgotten. Because if you don't have somebody watching it, listening to it, seeing
it's a tree falling in the woods.
Exactly.
And you look at things that are going on out there. People ask me, how do I feel about Black Panther or Wonder Woman, Lady Bird, or all of those films that have a cultural density? That's terrific. I love telling stories too, but if I'm telling these stories for myself, it's not really a mover. So in all of these spaces, in all of these ways, it really is about bringing together these disparate communities and saying, you all need to know each other, and you all can benefit from knowing each other. And there is an excitement and there's an enthusiasm. What we want to do is keep that going.
What was the thought behind making this a for-profit rather than non-profit? Most of the people in the arts are used to the non-profit model.
Yeah, and most of those people are also, and I don't mean this in a disparaging way, they're used to people coming to them and asking for donations or writing grants. I think one of the issues has been over time that, particularly I think when you're talking about regional storytellers, how do you get money? How do you get funding? It's grants. It's going to people for funding. It's looking for donations. That's all terrific. I really don't want to disparage that model, but we don't want to come into a space and be disruptive for other individuals who are already looking for grants, who are looking for money, who are looking for people who are supporting through donations, particularly in the Milwaukee area where that space may be limited. And also not necessarily having a bulwark or a rainy day sense of how we're operating. If you're looking for grants and donations, if the economy hits tough times, everybody's looking for a smaller pool. In a for-profit space, like any other business, we certainly got to be responsible. But with a business, you're looking at the good days, you're looking at the bad days, you're looking at how are we over time sustaining ourselves. So we're not trying to reach into anybody else's pocket. We want to make sure that we're looking at what we're doing and making sure that every single day we have something that incentivizes everybody, no matter who you are or where you're from, to come and participate. But knowing that if we are generating a profit, part of that is going back into the good work that we want to be able to do. For me, as profitable as this may be, this is not going to be, it is not going to be the profit driver the way it is when I'm working at Disney or I'm working at Sky or Showtime or doing those other things.
This isn't your retirement.
This is not my retirement, but knowing that the other things that I'm doing in my life can sustain this and support this and provide an enthusiasm towards this, then I know that we're doing the right thing.
So when this gets going, in the perfect universe, what does it look like for you? What do you want to see happening in this space?
I would love to be able to walk into the space and, you know, from the beginning of the day, seeing people come in who are working with purpose. Later in the day, see people socializing with purpose. And as the day progresses, knowing that we have the potential to have screenings or exhibitions, to have a third space for people who are involved or interested in the arts in some fashion. It really is for us about socializing with purpose. And that's been a big part of my career. And I think one of the things when people think about writers, you know, they're off in a coffee shop or cafe, you know, drinking, smoking, angry individuals. But a lot of that is knowing that you're around people who are going to be supportive, that can look at your work and give you an honest assessment of what you're doing, that you're not alone, that you really, you know, you're not becoming a hermit with your work. You're out somewhere where you can see how people interact. You can listen to their dialogue, how they talk. You know, that's what we want to do with this space, is know that people are socializing with purpose. So we have long-term tenants. We have short-term tenants who are coming in and maybe working on a project. We have a screening room. So when people have a project, you know, where do I go? Where do I screen? You know, we're, it's not a big enough film, perhaps, for the Oriental Theater. But I want to get some feedback on it, or I want to have a special screening. We have that capacity. And then we have an event space up top where people can come and, you know, if they want to bring people in, or if they want to have a launch event, if they want to just bring folks in to talk about what they're doing, we have those spaces within the hub.
And are you going to be bringing any of your work here to show?
I certainly hope so. Last year when we had Let It Fall, we ended up doing several screenings here and we did not have a space, so I'd love to screen it here. I hope and believe that certainly, you know, you talked about the differences between my two careers. I hope that the work that I do out in Hollywood or wherever, we actually don't shoot that much in Hollywood, wherever we're shooting, that work can come and can be exhibited here, shown here, bring some of my famous friends here. It really is incumbent upon me in the next couple of years to do as much work as I possibly can to help support this business here. You know, at this point, the no space, I think it's a terrific space, it's still a lost leader for me. So I got to go out and do as much as I can to try to support this space, because it's of emotional, educational, intellectual value to me to make this work. So yes, the short answer to your question is whatever I'm doing out there, I certainly will be trying to bring here.
John Ridley, thank you so much.
Absolutely, thank you.
Award-winning filmmaker and Milwaukee native John Ridley, his No Studios is scheduled to open this fall in the old Pabst Brewery.